I did not understand the nature of obsession until I became a stalker of raspberries. I did not even understand why it was appropriate for Ewell Gibbons to name his classic treatise, Stalking the Wild Asparagus. In my innocence, I had thought that stalking was reserved for animal prey. I came late to raspberry picking, and now I practice it with the passionate intensity of those whose conversion happens deep in middle age. Don't worry, I won't try to convert you. I wouldn't think of letting anyone else into my raspberry jungle. Lori Colwyn, the author of that description of the raspberry jungle, continues that piece in More Home Cooking, A Writer Returns to the Kitchen, a marvelous book published in 1993, about a year after she died. She says, 10 years ago, when we first rented an old house in Northwest Connecticut, my husband started a vegetable garden on which we both bent all our energies. It wasn't until 2 or 3 years later that I looked up and realized that all that time, the undifferentiated tall grasses behind the vegetable garden, between the crabapple tree and the stone wall, had actually been a thick tangle of goldenrod, wild grape, nettles, bindweed, honeysuckle, and wild raspberries. My first visit to the raspberry jungle was a revelation. It wasn't quite as welcoming as Andrew Marvel's garden. The nectarine and curious peach into my arms themselves did not reach, but it was not the hostile place I had expected. I found that if I dressed modestly and moved respectfully, the shy creatures of the raspberry jungle would admit me. Rima the raspberry girl, you might say. Here's the solipsism of raspberry stalking. While you're doing it, nothing exists except for you and the next raspberry. I've felt some of that same urgency when I've picked cultivated berries at Ellsworth Hill Farm nearby, but I fear that's the urgency of greed. Picking cultivated berries is like shooting fish in a barrel. Maybe it's also like cornering the silver market or leveraging buyouts. I wouldn't know. I do know that by the time I've got 10 pounds of cultivated berries in my basket, I feel slightly sick. Not only because I've eaten a pound or two en route, but because it's all been so effortless. The rows are tidy. The raspberries are enormous, brazen, meretricious. The hussies drop into my basket with vulgar willingness. That's no sport to it. But when you pick raspberries in our jungle, you don't find berries of easy virtue lounging on every spray. You don't know where the next raspberry is coming from. You just enter a trance of searching, a state at once immediate and remote. You unconsciously assume a watchful crouch so that you can move easily from cruising to reaching. You have to decide whether to carry your basket with you, go to the heart of greenness and risk spilling the contents if you bend, or whether to make short forays and carry back the berries to the waiting basket, trying not to crush the damp handful in the cup of your fingers. I use my left hand for delicate tasks, separating the few drupelets of an imperfect berry from the central cone, and my right hand for bold maneuvers, the lunge toward a red gleam that's slightly out of reach. I avert my eyes from the yellow-green nakedness of unripe berries. Not a pretty sight, but a reminder, as if I needed it, that ripeness is all. Perhaps it sounds as if there are lots of decisions for the stalkers to make. There aren't. Berry stalking is so atavistic that it requires only a certain low vegetable cunning, a love of what goes from hand to mouth. It's all visual. Raspberries do not bolt, scurry, or quiver with explanation. God created raspberries in large part so that we would preserve them in glowing jars to stack smugly in the cupboard. Lord knows I love jam making, the ravishing color of the berries as they first combine with the sugar, the moment when the thickness is just right, the satisfaction of ladling the wanton jam into the tidy jar. When you've picked in the raspberry jungle, there's also the pleasure of getting something for nothing, though I've never found more than a pound and a half of wild berries at a time, even on a good day. In jam terms, one large jar and one small is what that makes. But raspberry picking is not invariably about jam making, any more than sex is invariably about procreation. When I make jam, I am at my most housewifely, firmly indentured to the domestic future. But the sublime concentration of raspberry picking is an out-of-body experience. It clears the mind of domestic cant. It brings freedom, transcendence. Sometimes a raspberry is only a raspberry, and you can't let raspberry picking slide over into allegory. Our raspberry jungle is a literal jungle, not the jungle of life or Pilgrim's Progress or America on the threshold of the 21st century. I suppose, though, there are homely lessons to be learned from it. Great pints from small drupalets grow. Cover up or you'll get scratches, bug bites, and maybe Lyme disease. Greed will be punished by spilling. What is unripe today will be ready tomorrow. But I don't see raspberry picking as the crucible of human character. I just feel that I must get out there every day and pick. As Dr. Johnson did not say, but should have, to be tired of raspberries is to be tired of life. Or Goethe, ditto, the eternal raspberry leads us on. This has been a reading from Lori Colwin's book, More Home Cooking, A Writer Returns to the Kitchen. My personal favorite recipe for raspberries is so simple. I think it's the same as Lori Colwin's. It's the one where you take yourself out into the raspberry patch with a big bowl and you start picking. And you do this in the morning, just before noon, so the sun isn't beating too fiercely on your head. And you avoid all the scritches and the scratches. And you do this and you sit out there in the raspberry patch for about half an hour. And then you look at your bowl and you see that there are 5 berries on the bottom of it and that there's raspberry juice dripping off your chin. And you say to yourself, this is good. And you go inside for the day. I'm Nancy Williams for The Zesty Garden. Bon appetit.